Yeah, I mean, the analyst in me isn't going to be happy.
Yeah.
But the reality is that we're moving on. So, you know, I think the simpler I keep it, the better for my own sanity right now.
Yeah. Well, let's get Plainfields out there, dude, because they did come in here and play real hard. And, you know, they gave you a battle. They, you know, they just kept fighting to the very end. And that's, you know, that's probably a lot of people didn't anticipate that was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, their spirit was good all game. You know, they played 80 minutes hard, and, you know, they didn't get deflated after we got the first goal. And, you know, we let them back in the game, though, and that's typically, you know, a recipe for the opponent picking their game up, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to push back, which we did, and then we're unlucky not to get goals. But then it stays close, you know, and then you have the makings for a close finish.
Yep.
So, but that's playoff soccer, you know. Yep. It's this time of the year, you see that a lot.
It happens a lot. And then you throw a big wind in like you had today. And it's kind of, it really, you say, okay, well, you got the wind at your back for half, or they have the wind at their back for half. But it affects everything as far as everything that you're doing. And then it's shots that are on one day, they are not the same type of shot.
No, not at all. And the field was a bit slick today, too, because it had rained and didn't hold water well, so guys are slipping. So, I mean, but, you know, it was it all plays into the variables that made for a close game today, you know, and your opponent has mostly to do with that because they played hard and challenged everything. So, you know, it was a fun game in that sense that the opponent was scrappy. And
well, this is really the bottom line with this, and for, you know, any time you're in a postseason, to come in here and have a breather against it, that doesn't really do anybody any good, because the way this postseason's set up, and especially in this series, you might as well be tested every time out, because, you know, that's the way it is, you know.
Yeah, and you need to learn how to close games out. You need to learn how to play in close to the vest type of games where one play is going to unlock it, and it's good to be tested that way, but you know, the analyst will all, you know, and me especially, when I break the game down, I know it's going to confirm the fact that we made bad decisions with the ball that could have broke the game open, just really bad decisions. And you know, and then execution on top of that, you know, got away from us. So it's obviously, the deeper you go, the better it has to be. So
well, that's the value of escaping sometimes a postseason. You learn that lesson that you have another performance like this somewhere down the road, and you probably aren't so fortuitous.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think the teams that have gone all the way in the past, you know, they've survived a less than great performance.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to play seven outstanding games in a row. You're just not. So you got to be able to
There's gonna
survive.
Be a day that you have to survive, huh?
Yeah, you know, and I think today was a little bit of that. We survived, and, you know, you move on.
Again, so East Aurora, you get them after having played them fairly recently, and, you know, they got, you know, ended up playing to a draw with them, but they ended up winning the conference championship. So now it's as much different at stake, because it's moving on into a chance to play for a sectional championship. So that should be plenty of inspiration, motivation for your guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as getting up for an opponent, you know, at this point, the opponent doesn't matter as much as where you are in the tournament, you know. And we have a lot of respect for them. They're very technical, and they're good on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good team speed. So, you know, we're going to have to bring it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's our focus right now, is to get back on top of our game and be ready.